part three. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 92, part 3.
The heavy metal episode.
The heavy metal episode, John.
And we're listening to another cut from Killswitch Engage.
Killswitch Engage.
Yeah. Check out their newest album, As Daylight Dies.
Daylight. Yeah, how many albums do they have, John?
I don't know, like four or five. This is a different singer. Their original singer blew out his vocal cords. This guy's a black guy.
So they kicked him out?
No, he quit.
He quit? Because he had no vocal cords left?
Yeah, family issues, depression. Shot somebody. No, kidding. All right. So. Yeah.
Oh, but before we, I want to follow up on something, John. Remember we talked about Jebediah,
yeah,
Jeb Bush?
The Jeb.
Florida University rejected giving him an honorary degree, and they hand those fucking things out
like
Monopoly money.
Yeah.
They give them to anybody. But Jeb Bush, the governor of Florida, and Florida University says, fuck no. We're not giving this cocksucker an honorary degree.
No doubt.
Well, get this shit, John. Florida legislature forces university to idolize Jeb Bush.
What?
Upset by this lack of Jeb Bush adoration, the conservative-controlled House Schools and Learned Council voted yesterday to force the university to rename its education school the Jeb Bush College of Education. Over the faculty's opposition, the school will now have to erect suitable markers noting the college's new name and include the revised name in all university documents, including catalogs and brochures.
What a waste of taxpayers' money.
The lawmakers acknowledge they came up with the idea as an answer to the faculty's denial of Bush's honorary degree.
Fuck you.
What a goddamn joke.
Yeah. You know what Henry Rollins says to him?
What?
Fuck you.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Unbelievable. That's fucking bullshit. Oh, yeah. Hey, attention, Republicans, conservatives. There you go. Taxpayer dollars being fucking wasted again because you fucks voted for this cocksucker.
Fucking amen.
And his brother, and his dad, and his mom. Oh my god. That's fucking bullshit.
That a goddamn joke. Cocksuckers.
Throw up.
Doesn't that just open up the heavy metal episode in such a great mood?
Yeah.
It? You get fired up when you hear shit like that.
No doubt. Makes you want to play this song again, doesn't it?
I got some good news.
Yeah, what? I'm just going to do this every time we get mad. Just that bit right there.
The most solemn duty we have.
Whoa! I mean this.
Get this, John. This week I intend to introduce not me, but this other guy. To introduce articles of impeachment with respect to the conduct of Vice President Cheney.
Oh,
Kukanich, who is running for president, wrote Dear Colleague letter to fellow members of Congress.
See?
Kukanich noted that the actual charges themselves were confidential.
Didn't he play for the Bulls?
Prior to the their formal introduction to Congress.
He was on the Bulls, wasn't he?
So articles of impeachment will be submitted for Dick Cheney.
Dickhead Cheney.
I wonder what they will write him up on.
Yeah.
Shooting a guy in the fucking face.
Shot somebody in the fucking face.
Think that'll be in there?
Yes.
Or manipulating
Didn't that
intelligence.
Did one guy play on the Bulls, though?
Yeah. Kukinich.
Tony Kukinich.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking of...
Come on!
His brother Heinrich.
Kukoc.
Kukinich.
Kukinich.
Right. Now to some more bad news because of the W.
Oh.
Consider this, John. In 2002, the euro was 87 cents on the dollar.
Yeah.
Last Friday, it closed at $1.34. Better than a 50% gain for the euro in just 4 years that the W has been in charge.
That's great.
The same is true of gold. In April 2000, gold was selling $279 per ounce. Last Friday, it closed at $679, more than double the price.
Wow.
Gold isn't going up, John. It's simply a meter of
tomater.
The weight value of the dollar. The reality is the dollar is tanking big time.
Well, we better start buying some gold.
And the main culprit is the widening trade deficit.
The dollar is going to go the way of the ruble.
And the other culprit is spending $1 trillion in the Middle East to cause civil war and get everything totally fucked up, John. In chaos.
Chaos.
Thanks to the W's.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
A dickweed. I got this report I read this week. Actually, last week. It was for the show Sunday. France knew Al-Qaeda planned hijack. Intelligence reports ahead of 9/11 were handed over to CIA. Paper says. This is out of Reuters.
Reuters.
Yeah. French Secret Services produced nine reports between September 2000 and August of 2001, looking at the Al-Qaeda threat to the United States and knew it planned to hijack an aircraft, the French newspaper Le Monde said on Monday. The newspaper said that it had obtained 328 pages of classified documents that showed foreign agents had infiltrated Osama bin Laden's network and were carefully tracking its moves. One document prepared in January 2001 was entitled Plan to Hijack an Aircraft by Islamic Radicals and said the operation had been discussed in Kabul at the start of 2000 by Al-Qaeda, Taliban, and Chechen militants. So how about that? That shit was handed over to the CIA. Nine reports between 2000 and 2001.
Well, it gives more credibility to some sort of a conspiracy. Because there are these unanswered questions, and you start to look at the big picture and walk away from this shit, and you're not a nut job anymore.
Right.
It becomes a staged Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
To advance their agenda. Well, and here's the other thing that I just read, John. Get this shit.
Say it, don't spray it.
The Bush administration was the closest ever to bin Laden and could have captured him on September 26, 2001. The date of a taping. Intelligence operatives were feet from him. Had 4 days advance notice of the date of the meeting, 24 hours advance notice of the exact location, and knew that bin Laden would be there for at least 3 hours, if not longer.
Unbelievable. They need him.
This scripted opportunity to capture him barely 2 weeks after 9/11 and 10 days prior to invading Afghanistan was squandered in favor of him taping his confession. That can only be considered dereliction of duty in a time of war.
Oh, yeah.
There is no telling how the war on terror would have evolved with bin Laden in custody. But if captured on the 26th, John, there would have been no justification to launch military operations against Afghanistan. 10 days later, the civilians who died in Afghanistan as a result are no longer, unfortunately, collateral damage. They were murdered, John.
Oh!
How about that? Uh-huh. How about that? You can't. That's not too far off a stretch.
Here, I got some from John Stewart. Just a little clip, and it's true. Of course, he does a little funny in there. but the information is true.
So, the Iraqi government in crisis, a rash of recent bombings in Baghdad, including a horrific incident today, clearly something has to change, which is why the Bush administration is searching for a war czar to manage all the wars we're in and apparently cut through all the federal bureaucracy, because federal bureaucracy is why we're losing. So far, at least 5 four-star generals have declined the position, some citing that this administration, this is true, doesn't appear to know what it's doing. To address this, the general said that. That's the general saying that, and you know I never go against my commanders in the field. To address this problem, the White House is, and this is also true, changing the job's title from czar to execution manager.
Yeah, how about that, man? How
isn't that the W's fucking job? Isn't that his job?
I edited it down to make it shorter. There was a little
goddamn
longer.
Goddamn joke.
But what a fucking joke, isn't it? The generals turned the job down because they said, no, we don't want to work for this dumbass.
Well, and not only that, but it's so obvious that they want to pin this on somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll hire this guy, have him employ him for 3 months, and then pin everything on him.
What did you do?
Come on, you fucked everything up.
Oh, look at what he did, man. Oh, why not just pin it all on Gonzo? He's on trial right now.
What a goddamn joke. Yeah, we'll cover the Gonzo next show. That stupid ass.
Chimp number two.
Gonzo. He spent 3 weeks preparing for his Senate.
I know.
And he sounds like a fucking idiot.
Did you hear him today?
I did hear him.
Moron. I don't recall. He said, I don't recall 51 times in the first 10 minutes.
Like you said, John. Take his glasses off, and you got special ed.
He's going to go Seagal on your ass, man.
Yeah, but the thing about Seagal is you have to attack him before he can Seagal on your ass. So all I got to do is verbally attack him, and he can't do anything.
God, come on, fucker. No.
Hit me, you. Come on, take a swing at me.
I'm not going to play into your game. You're nothing, Seagal, unless I attack you.
We brought some W clips, latest W stupidity.
Let me turn that down.
Go ahead and play those in any order there.
My attitude about the world changed, and I know the attitude about the world from a lot of folks here in America is attitude changed. It reminded me that the most solemn duty of your federal government is to protect the American people.
Oh, my God. Oh, my.
This is our leader, John.
So embarrassing, man.
This is the guy dictating foreign policy, our economy.
Oh, my God.
Taking away our civil liberties.
I've never been into politics really before.
Because it's pure evil. It's pure evil, John.
Because I always thought they sound a little smarter than me when they talk, you know. And this fucking guy.
This makes us want to run for office.
No shit, man. Oh my God. You got some more you want me to play?
Yeah, go ahead and play.
I don't know if I can take it, dude. It's embarrassing because countries are laughing at us.
The most solemn duty we have is to protect this homeland. I vowed that day that we would go on the offense against an enemy. That the best way to defeat this enemy is to find them overseas and bring them to justice so they will not hurt the folks here at home.
So it's the same line as before. We got to fight them over there.
So they don't come over here.
So they don't come over here.
You know, because they're so well equipped.
Yeah.
And they're makeshift bombs. They're going to make some makeshift aircraft carriers. And they might make some makeshift submarines.
It's pure evil.
Pure evil.
Pure evil.
Man, maybe they got their own wings and they'll sprout wings and they'll fly over here.
Damn joke.
What a fucking monkey.
Let's hear the last clip from the W.
Iraq is a very important part of securing the homeland, and it's a very important part of helping change the Middle East into a part of the world that will not serve as a threat to the civilized world, to people like, or to the developed world, the people like in the United States. So thank you all very much for your interest. Hope you have a nice holiday. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have a lovely holiday.
Elvis has left the building. Why not tell us, okay, how that all comes into play in that picture?
Yeah,
how Iraq, they never go into specifics.
They don't have specifics.
I know.
It's a goddamn joke.
This is what cracks me up. You know, I was listening to Rush Limbaugh this week. And sometimes I listen to him and I really agree with him, you know. Because when he talks about the media, they just are asleep.
Media
at
is
the
a
wheel.
Goddamn joke in this country. It's a joke.
And usually he does that going off on them when it comes to, you know, the Dems.
The drive-by media,
the drive-by media. But he was going off about the IMUS thing, how they push this, the agenda of Jesse Jackson and Sharpton. And I totally agreed with that. And, you know, the same thing with this whole Cho incident and the guns and, you know, they're not taking both sides and attacking both sides of the argument to try and flush out the truth. The same thing here. They never go in there and just beat down the door and say, can you give us some fucking specifics? What is this bullshit parsing of words all the time?
They don't have specifics. They're not intelligent enough for that. I mean, the level
I know that
the regime is working
the
on is like a sixth grade level. But how old is your daughter?
I don't know, 10.
10? She's in what, fifth grade?
Yeah.
All right. She and her friends are running the country. It's going to produce the same goddamn results. Because the level that they're thinking at, and then he's got these religious overtones because he was a fucking drug addict and drunk for 20 years.
Yeah,
and Jesus saved
bias,
him and
right.
God talks to him and all that shit.
That's all fucked up. Yeah, where was God? Why wasn't he jumping in front of those bullets coming out of Cho's gun?
Well, and the other thing
where was God then?
The other thing about Cho, and I mean, what a tragedy. That this happened and these people
awful.
Have to deal with this. But the same, it was the same day or the day after, 150 people were killed in Iraq. And this is happening on a daily basis.
Every day.
This Cho shit is happening over there on a daily basis. Take the gun away and make it a bomb.
Yeah, wrap a bomb around your body.
And they have to deal with
walk
this.
Walk into a market
every
and blow
goddamn
yourself
day.
Up, yeah.
And
in this case, you know, this guy went off, this Cho guy, he was all, I don't know what the fuck he was saying. He was bitching about Christianity and religion and rich kids and all this stuff. He rambled on and blah, blah, blah. And this kid was definitely disturbed. He was having some major issues. But these people are motivated over there in Iraq. They're not going to stand down for anything.
Right.
They need to fight that civil war and get it over. And us, what side does America take in that whole thing?
That is an excellent point, John. The motivation behind these things. We talk about Cho, and like you said, he's definitely, there's something screw loose there.
He's
and
a
instead
time
of just
bomb,
taking his own life, he has to take everybody else's too and make some kind of a goddamn statement. And that's, I guess, what pisses me off about NBC is there, oh, yeah, let's make this guy kind of a pseudo celebrity. Let's broadcast all this bullshit. Like this, who's the fucking Unabomber? Like, I need to read it. His manifesto is available if I want to read it, but nobody shoved it in my fucking face. Like, I don't have to see it.
Fucking face.
So that's what pisses me off about NBC. But that's an excellent point, John. His motivation comes from some sort of mental defect. And can the same be said for these Iraqis, Sunni Shiites that strap this shit to themselves from a religious perspective? Yeah. There is some mental deficiency there to base this decision on whatever revolutionary idea you have or whatever fucking cultural conflict you have, And you know what the goddamn difference between Shunis and Shiites?
Sunnis and Shiites.
Shiites and Sunnis is, John. Do you know? Do you know what the difference is?
I don't know. They both taste like chicken.
It's some minor thing. Like one believes that Abraham was
Lincoln. And the other,
and the other one says, no, he wasn't. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
About a fairy tale. That's like having two. That's like having two groups fight over. Well, no, Santa Claus wore a red suit. No, he wore a green suit.
You're dead.
Yeah. I'm going to blow the shit out of you now. Because when I go to Santa Claus, North Pole heaven, I'm going to get 42 virgins. People. Sorry, John, I stepped on your...
That's all right.
Your sound bite.
I never know when you're going to stop.
Soylent Green is made out of people.
It's my favorite.
Was he nominated for that?
I don't know.
It's a great vocal performance.
Soylent Green is made out of people. You know, Phil, who's dead to me... He used to say that line all the time, and he'd make the face. You got to make the face.
Soylent Green.
Oh, I'm
going
to have to look on YouTube.
YouTube.
To see the face. I saw that movie once when I was like six, and I can't remember it.
Oh, hey, I got a call from a guy yesterday. This is totally off topic, but I got a call from a guy yesterday. He plays in the band called the Abbeys. I played in their band once, played the state fair with them. And a
couple years ago, right?
Yeah. And he called me because he saw the website and saw we were playing at some places and was interested in booking his own band there. So we talked and he said, the reason why I got onto your site is I ran across the Cather video on Google. And,
no shit.
Yeah.
How did you run across that?
I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe he was typing something in or a kangaroo court or whatever it was. And who knows how he got to that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he'd watched it originally when we had the DVD, I think, or maybe it was a VHS you gave me.
Mm-hmm.
And thought it was the most hilarious thing. So for people who have been in a band, that is a really funny movie because they totally relate to it. And
right.
He watched it again. And he said he laughed his ass off.
Cather.
He loved it. Yeah.
With a K.
Cather with a K.
Go to Google Video. You'll see that.
Check it out.
Check it out. John, you're a big star in that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You got the Morley situation.
No right.
No right. We got to...
What is it? What?
We got to cut some clips out of that and bring it in.
Bong! Kabong! Dickhead!
We do have
That's
to cut
it.
Some...
The NSA is going to be knocking on my door.
The other thing is Kevin Burns. We got to get a hold of him and see if we can play some of his music. And we have to cut some clips out because... is Kevin gay? I don't know, but he was right on about Britney Spears.
He was.
Right on. A prophet, John.
Yeah,
a prophet.
He was.
Hold on, let me get the door.
All right. You got it or what? It's a little dark.
You think it's the NSA already?
It could be already.
Hey, man. What's happening?
All right, I'm back. Phil's still making his way over there.
All right, sit down, Phil. Sit down. Get in your seat. Slide in. All right, close the door. For some reason, he wanted to sit in the time machine today. So
I think it's better. It's kind of like he's in a sound booth. He feels more professional, maybe.
I hope he doesn't try to start it. So, all right, then. Did you got another one? Did you got another story?
No, I don't have any other stories. I've exhausted my stories.
Your stories?
Exhausted my stories.
All right, well, let's see if Phil's ready for the news. Are you ready?
Oh, of course.
Ready. Oh, you got your cans on. Good.
Yes, I put my cans on as soon as I sit down.
John, I put my cans on.
I'm a professional, and I'm here to deliver the news.
All right, ready?
Of course, John. I'm always ready.
We're supposed to say hit my intro.
Hit my intro, John.
with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John.
And our first story tonight. High school principal enthusiast who enjoys urinating in women's mouths and considers Michael Jackson his hero. A Pennsylvania high school principal is suing four ex-students for allegedly posting fake MySpace profiles that described him as a boozing, MILF-chasing swinger who thought sex with students should be legal unless you kill them in the process. In a court of common pleas lawsuit, educator Eric Trosh alleges that the quartet of former Hickory High School students defamed him by posting a series of MySpace pages over a period of several days in December 2005. Copies of the phony MySpace profiles can be found below.
I need to edit this.
Trosh, now principal of Hermitage Middle School, claims that the online postings damaged his reputation and left him embarrassed and humiliated. The profiles portray Trosh as a pornography enthusiast who enjoys urinating in women's mouths and considers Michael Jackson his hero. Next story, wow. John. I like my new stinger. Bad breath and stained teeth are shaken like a leaf on a tree. Which one would you, John, rather be?
A what?
Bad breath and stained teeth are shaken like a leaf on a tree. Which one would you, John, rather be?
Shaken like a leaf on a tree.
Coffee and cigarettes may protect against Parkinson's. Next story, John. Man hangs himself during sex play because he gave girlfriend a blunt knife to cut him down. A bondage lover who pretended to hang himself during a sex game died after giving his girlfriend a blunt knife. Kinky Simon Burley, 38, put a noose around his neck as lover Elizabeth Hallam played the part of the neo-Nazi hangman. An inquest heard, but as Miss Hallam said that after he kicked it away the chair he was standing on, she could not cut the rope to save him. He died despite the efforts of paramedics at the house in Grimsby, North Lynx. Next story, John.
Hold on.
The latest fashion trend in London is misery clubs, John, where people pay to be emo with one another. Next story, John.
What? That's too bad, man.
Female suspect who stole a police car while naked and chewed on a lit end of a cigarette was possibly under the influence of a controlled substance, according to Captain Obvious.
No.
A woman who was shot by a Watsonville police officer Saturday morning is in a county jail facing charges of assault with a deadly weapon, hit and run, and auto theft. Lisa Isadro, 35, of Miles Lane, was arrested at 6:45 Saturday after struggling with police officer Randy Pesci and ended up being shot in the left bicep.
The fucking face.
And crashing the officer's patrol car into another car and a fence. She went out into the street in a crazed state. She had a lit cigarette, which she began to chew on the burning end. She knew then. I knew then I was dealing with someone who was possibly under the influence of a controlled substance. I don't mean to laugh. It's not funny. Next story, John. Today's stunning cunt. I'm sorry. Today's cutting stunt. Cause panic in Boston area. Story brought to you by the social network site that placed backpacks around a local high school. Oops. Next story, John. This is out of Florida. 18-month massage parlor. 18-month massage parlor investigation leads to more happy endings than arrests. Oh. A former owner of a massage parlor in Orange County, Florida, was arrested and charged with prostitution after an 18-month investigation.
Oh.
Agents arrested Gloria Morris, the former owner of Spa Serenity, located on Orange Blossom Trail, on charges of prostitution and racketeering. Norris could be sentenced up to 30 years in prison if convicted, and it took him 18 months.
Wow.
of happy endings to make the arrest. Next story, John. Apple has sold its 100th million iPod. Apple. 100th million.
Wow.
100th million.
100th million.
iPod. In related news, Microsoft announces Zune is rapidly approaching 15 units. Next story, John. Authorities say an Orange County man was shot in the arm by his four-year-old son. Deputies say Bruce Tanner left his Glock 45 caliber handgun out yesterday. His son picked it up and accidentally shot Tanner when he tried to get out of the child's hands. Next story, John.
Wait a minute. What? Wait, that does sound right.
So this deaf black lesbian walks into a bar. Wait a minute. I can't remember the punchline. The trial in South Dakota of a deaf black lesbian accused of murdering her rival.
Are you going to talk like
and
her?
Dismembering her with a chainsaw was shock.
God.
The rural Midwestern U.S. state, Dwayne Wright, 43, could become the first woman. I'm sorry, Daphne Wright could become the first woman sentenced to death row in South Dakota, which has not executed a prisoner in more than 60 years.
So she was deaf?
Wright is accused of kidnapping and murdering a heterosexual deaf woman, Darlene Vandergeesen, whom she thought was spending too much time with her girlfriend.
Oh.
Next story, John. Good news for all the little boys molested by their hot-ass teachers. Hot female teachers who sleep with male students might not be scarring them for life. Next story, John.
I'm hot for t-shirt.
A two-year-old
t-shirt.
Who was, thank you, John. A two-year-old who was left in the backseat of a car when her drunk father fell asleep while refueling the vehicle called out, "Bye, Daddy," after he was jailed for 18 months. At Whitaker District Court today, Shannon Pernanar, a 30-year-old Auckland laborer, was sentenced to 18 months in jail and disqualified from driving for 3 years, effective today, John.
Wow.
Next and last story. 10% of the Bush administration graduated from Pat Robertson's only recently accredited college. Some have accused the Bush administration of being too cozy with the religious right and the agenda of dominion that they ascribe to. Others have reacted that the accusations are unfounded. The fact that the Bush administration has 150 graduates of Pat Robertson's low-rated and just recently accredited law school might suggest the former. This revelation isn't news to the faithful. It is even on the Regent University website. Ah! It is news to those of us concerned that the Bush administration is in bed with the far right of the religious base. You know, the same 30% for some unexplained reason that still think the W is doing a good job. You know, the group who likely believes that the occupation of Iraq is just doing great. I suppose if you think that the earth was created in 6 days, or that it's only 6,000 years old, or that two of all the animals on earth once rode on a wooden boat, that Bush presidency being a success isn't such a stretch.
Yeah, I wanted my little tiny apple.
And that's the news, John. I took a little editorial turn on that last story.
You sure did.
But it just pees me to no end.
All right, thanks again, Phil.
Thank you, John. I do like my new sticker.
Stopping by.
That's out of sight.
I'm going to have to edit that and see if I can get permission. That, by the way, was, again, Kill Switch Engage.
Ah, yes, Kill Switch Engage.
Check it out.
Big fan of Kill Switch Engage. I saw them in Detroit not too long ago. I had quite a fun time.
That's funny because they've never been there. But, you know, hey.
Oh, maybe I saw
good
the
seeing ya.
Kill Switch Engage tribute band.
Right. All right, see you later, Phil.
All right, then.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. Oh, let me come back. All right, yes, John.
You got to get out of the car first.
All right, I forgot to get out of the car.
Get out of the car. Okay.
Let me take my cans off.
All right. All right. Okay, now walk over to the door.
All right, then. Thanks for having me.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for coming. Be careful.
Dropping loads on your face.
Wow.
Whoa.
All right, Scott.
All right, John.
It's all the time we have this week.
To wrap up 92. And give out our phone number there, John.
Oh, yeah.
We got to cut some promos for ourselves. Yeah. How about that?
No doubt.
No doubt. We got a new website coming. We got new promos coming.
Yeah.
And we may even go beyond 100, John.
The fuck is our number? Oh, yeah. Our number is 847-TTN-GIZZ. 847-TTN-G-I-Z-D. 847, what is that?
I don't know. Who knows?
Yes.
Way of the
like
Bob
that.
Knows.
847.
Way of the Bob knows.
Yeah, 847-886. 847-886.
W-O-T-B knows.
4493.
4493.
847.
847.
886.
886.
44.
44.
93.
93. We got to come up with a jingle.
Right.
847.
886.
4493.
4493. Sing it again. Ready? One, two.
847-886.
No. Get it right. 886-4493. Ready? 1, 2, 3. 3,
no,
2,
let me
4.
Write it down. What is it?
What? 847-886-4493.
886-4493. Yeah. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
847-886-4493.
I'm trying to harmonize, man.
I'm trying too.
Okay, 3. Two,
maybe that's the problem.
847-886-4493. All right, that's out of sight,
that
man.
That is out of sight.
Ow.
All right, you going to play that Way of the Bob call?
Yeah.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
that.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, Willie.
How about that?
How about that over there? Hello.
Hello.
Anybody there?
I'm here.
Oh, no, that's Papucci's call.
The Papucci?
Yeah, he didn't do anything. Here we go.
Hi, John and Scott. It's Bob. I'm just somewhere with my mother, and she's complaining that you haven't put a podcast on. So rather than complaining at me, I want to complain to you. Go on, I'll complain at them.
Yeah, get your asses in gear, because I'm sick of listening to me do well, but now I'm getting fed up of it now. Hurry on, I put it online so I can listen to it at work. Thank you very much.
I apologize.
No apology. We That's are the ones right. that should apologize.
We're sorry, Annie.
Because webcasting, professional webcasting,
That's right.
is about consistency, John.
That's right, Scott.
Which we are far from. Because we're keeping it real.
That was WOTB's mom.
Real stupid, John.
A big fan of ours. Shout
big
out.
Big fan. Big shout out.
To Annie. Thank you so much. And WOTB, good hearing from you again there, buddy.
No doubt there,
buddy. All right, we're out of here. We're 8 podcasts away from Scott quitting.
I'm not going to quit.
You're a quitter.
I'm not.
You're trying to trick me.
I'm not.
All right.
Later.
Later.
You're listening to John and Scott on Total Talk Nonsense.